Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I do this video for His glory alone. Many of you have been asking me if my forums are still working, and they are. I will have the links down below. If you haven't already checked them out, please go do so. They've been very slow lately, and I hope that this year they will pick up. So please go and be a part of the community. One is a safe haven community of coming together and getting to know one another, and the other one is a dream forum. So please go check them out. Well, we're in a new year, 2022, and what I believe the Lord has been showing me in the last about 10 days is for this year. And what He's been showing me is preparing for the bridegroom. I have heard these two words. I heard prepare my bride, and I heard preparation of the bride. I'll say it again. I heard prepare my bride and preparation of the bride. So many people have been asking me in the last couple of weeks, how do we get ready? And that's a very good question. And I took that to the Lord because I felt that I wanted to address this question. How do we get ready for the bridegroom as the bride of Christ? And the Lord led me, of course, to Scripture. And He has helped me with several scriptures that I think will give us a clearer picture of what we're to do. Now, I got a confirmation of these words from the Lord yesterday, when a subscriber had commented that he had a confirmation of one of my videos. And when I went to his channel, the last video he did was about preparing for the bride. And I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. This is such a confirmation from what you've been showing me. And he had the most beautiful, beautiful dream vision. In this dream vision, he saw Queen Esther. He was looking in a mirror, and on the other side of the mirror, he literally saw Queen Esther from the book of Esther in the Bible, and she was getting herself ready to meet the king. She was adjusting her hair and getting her hair ready and whatever else she was doing, but she was literally getting herself ready to meet the king. Brothers and sisters, that's where we are right now. We need to be getting ready for the bridegroom, because He's coming soon. No man knows the day or the hour, but we are to be ready at all times. So let's address this thing. How do we get ready? Well, if we look in Revelation 19, 7 through 9, it talks about the Lamb coming and about His wife making herself ready. And it says that to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. And then it says, the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And then it said, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So brothers and sisters, the bridegroom is coming. He's coming for a bride who has on clean, fine linen, which represents the righteous acts. And then we go to the marriage. We are called, it says, we are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So this is very exciting. In this passage, it talks about that the wife made herself ready. So it wasn't Jesus who makes us ready for His coming. We make ourselves ready. It's just like a bride-to-be before the wedding. She is very busy getting all the arrangements and plans together for that appointed day of the wedding. Yes, the groom does do a few things, but the bride doesn't just sit back and do nothing and waits for the groom to do everything. Oh, no. The bride is very, very, very busy getting ready up until the very last moment of the wedding. And this is how it needs to be right now. We as the bride get ready for this wedding. And then we will be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The second thing we see from this passage in Revelation 19 is that it talks about that we need to be clothed in fine linen that's clean, and that those it represents the righteous acts of the saints. So brothers and sisters, the very fibers and threads of our gown that we're going to be putting on, spiritually speaking, for the Lord, represents the things that we are doing for Him. Now let's not get confused with that the righteous acts are our salvation, because those are two separate things. You know, salvation from the Lord Jesus, it's a free gift of grace that we receive when the Lord Jesus from the Lord Jesus, when we make that good confession of faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is God. So that's different. That righteousness is when Jesus died on the cross. It was an exchange for our unrighteousness, because we are unrighteous. And Jesus was righteous. And when He died on that cross, we now take on His righteousness. And our unrighteousness got nailed to the cross. So this is talking about once you are saved, then you have the opportunity of serving and living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the white linen garment. That's what I believe. This is the white linen garment. It is serving and living for the Lord Jesus Christ once we are saved. Excuse me. Because of our great love for our bridegroom, brothers and sisters, we eagerly want to please Him in the gratitude for all the things He has done for us. So we are going to be serving Him. And as we serve Him, we are literally weaving for ourselves a gown of fine linen. So let us put on these white linens right now. And let's find ways to serve Him in the best possible way that we know. Because the time is getting late, and soon He comes for His pure bride. Now what the Lord has led me to is to put together a list of things that I have seen through the Word of God that the Lord led me to in putting this together for you, of things that I believe could be part of your white linen gown that you can do for the Lord. So what I'm going to do, excuse me, I'm going to go ahead and read to you, it's just a list, that's all it is, and I will have corresponding scriptures for each one of these things, and those will be in my blog, and I highly recommend and urge you to please look at each one of these scriptures, because it's going to minister to you, it's going to feed you, and it's going to give you a further understanding of the things that we are called to be doing in these last days as we wait for our Lord and Savior. All right, so let me go ahead and read these things for you. It's just a list. So please hang on and stay with me until the end of this list and listen carefully. We are to be pursuing holiness. We are to be sacrificial and self-denying. We are to be dwelling in His presence. We are to be using the gifts that He gave us for the body of Christ. We are to be thankful at all times and not grumbling or complaining. We are to be accessing His power for His glory alone. We are to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we are to have oil in our lamps. We are to live by faith. We are to set our hearts on things above and not on earthly things. Let me say that again. We are to set our hearts on things above and not earthly things. We are to seek first His righteousness. We are not to walk in the flesh, but we are to walk in the Spirit. We are not to be worldly, but we are to be separate. We are to deny ourselves. We are to take up our cross. We are to lose our lives for Jesus' sake, because His life is now our life. We are to be a doers of the Word. And we are to do good works for Christ. We are to help the poor, the widows, and the orphans. We are to be blameless before Him. We are to be temperate, sober-minded, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, not puffed up in pride, but we are to be humble. We are not to have a double tongue. We are not to be double-minded. We are not to be slanderous. And we are to be in the Word, brothers and sisters, reading and memorizing the Word. We are to be fasting and praying continually. We are to be joyful always. We are to avoid all evil. We are not to fear. We are not to worry. Instead, we are to let our light shine. And we are not to keep our tongue from sinning and from cursing, because we are to bless our enemies. And brothers and sisters, we are to be steadfast. We also are to be taking authority over the enemy through spiritual warfare. We are to be proclaiming and declaring the word of God. And the last thing I have on my list, and this is in no way, there's so many more things that you could add to this list, but the last thing I'm going to put on here is diligently seeking Him. So brothers and sisters, I'm sure there's so many more things that are in the Word that we can put there that are going to help with the righteous acts that we are to be doing for the Lord Jesus Christ right now. So please, if you have anything else that the Lord has shown you in the Word, please put it down below in the comments. All right, brothers and sisters, so this is our word for 2022. We are to be preparing the bride. We are to be preparing the bride, and that's you and me, because the Lord Jesus is coming, and the bridegroom is coming. I'm going to end now with Proverbs 3:6. Trust in Him with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will set your path straight.